He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at the same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinancing your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Several more days with the threat of rain in the forecast ahead. Today, showers will become likely again, especially by the afternoon, with a high today around 63. Periods of rain tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the middle 60s. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms. Low 70s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s for a low Monday night. Low 60s for a high on Tuesday, which is New Year's Day, as the shower threat continues. In fact, that may be around on Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the show, and my friend Jason. Hey, Jason, you are on the radio.
Hey, my brother from another.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing quite well, and you?
I'm hanging in there, man.
Excellent. Well, I was glad to hear from Frank today. That was pretty awesome.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm anxious to hear the whole story.
Yeah.
But anyway, you were talking about, the...
Depopulation?
Yeah, depopulation and... infertility. It seems to me like, yeah, they're bombarding us from every direction. Of course, you know, the BPA that's in every plastic container and canned food and canned drinks that we have is lined with BPA. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely and goes in line with the infertility issues that we're having in, in society. There's been quite a few articles coming out lately about the fertility rate going down in the U.S. and even across the world. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Not, of course, they're bombarding us with everything.
Yes, so they are.
We don't stand a chance.
No, we don't. So what do we do?
What do we do? Man, we keep spreading the word, brother. You know, like this show that here that you got, that's a good avenue. You know, wake people up.
Yep. Yep.
There's so many that are asleep, and most of them choose to be asleep.
That's
can't
true.
Do nothing about that.
You know, but, go ahead. Sorry.
No, not much. I was just, you know, what Nate was talking about TV shows being in line with things that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see a lot of that, too. One series that I was trying to go back to was the movie series Feet.
Oh,
do you remember that? Visitors?
Yeah, the episode where the woman puts that big rat and eats it, that just freaked me out. Yes,
yeah,
I remember.
It was back in 1983. I'm still trying to get it. For some reason, I can't get it to load.
Huh.
I can get anything else to load except for anything to do with end times or... you know, extraterrestrial type stuff.
Yeah.
From years past. But I'm trying to get it because, you know, the whole premise is the reptilians visiting Earth. And not only are they visiting Earth, but they've already been here for thousands of years and they've been in our society all along.
That's what, yeah, Postman's over here nodding his head. Yep.
Yep. So, but, yeah, and then you got, you're talking about the Stargate and, Antarctica,
yeah,
you know, and of course the Stargate show, you know, watching the whole series, I found that yes, there in the series there's the Stargate in Antarctica, and then the one that they got from Egypt, they took the Cheyenne Mountain in Colorado, which everybody knows that's a secretive
like
military
a dome,
base.
Yeah, like a deep underground military base, yep,
way deep underground,
yep.
But, yeah, a lot of the stuff that we talk about, man, on this show, you can see it in those shows. It's as if they're, you know, telling us in a fictional form to get away with it. But
yeah, it's you know, it's right in our face. And the best place to hide something is in plain sight. And there it is.
They do it well.
That's the way they do it. They don't try to cover it up. They hide it in plain sight right in front of your eyes.
No, I mean, they're using the same playbook the Nazis used. It's the same playbook.
Yeah.
You know, Hitler said, you know, hey, the biggest secret, the best way to keep a secret is to let everybody know. It's crazy, but it works.
Yep, and tell a lie over and over again until it becomes the truth.
Yep, and that's kind of where we are right now. It's insane. I don't know what else to say about it. It's craziness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, back on the flat earth thing, of course, I'm sorry, but the Bible that I read referred to the Earth is a sphere, but you know, I went on a cruise several years ago, back when my eyesight was still pretty good, and I looked over the horizon and I could see a bit of a curvature, and noticing that ships would appear over the horizon gradually, indicating to me that there is some curvature to the Earth. But without even going on a cruise, you can look out into the horizon and you'll see clouds touching the ground.
Yeah.
So, if there was no curvature to the Earth, eventually you would drive into a cloud.
That's true.
Or chemtrails, in most cases.
Well, I think that, like I said, the Earth is so big, you know, that it takes... You can't just go to one side of your yard and put a stick down and go, I'm going to measure it. It doesn't work that way. You got to have a long, long way to really get an accurate representation.
Yes. Well, I am quite certain that if the Earth was flat, someone would have found the edge by now and radioed back to headquarters and said, hey, I'm falling off the edge. Come get me.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
It is, isn't it?
And it is.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, well, I'm sure I'm enjoying the show, and I'll keep listening. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, my brother. See you, man.
You too.
I love that Jason. Good kid. Good guy. I mean, I'm sorry. I call everybody that's younger than me, which is pretty much everybody, a kid. Well, let's see what the headlines are on rents.com. 272-9228 if you would like to call and be on the program. Excuse me, 272. That's 272-9228. Man, there's so much good stuff on RENSE.com, rents.com. He says it's the biggest, you know, repository of truth out there. It's a pretty dadgum big website. He's got everything from the secret space program to more gallons, a little bit of everything. Unreal. Well, let's see what we got there. Fukushima, and whether you know it or not, it's still leaking radiation into the Pacific Ocean, killing life. And that's happening. And by the time this show's over, there's no telling how many hundreds of thousands of gallons have leaked out. It's crazy. You know, part of the 5G issue is that the U.S. is squaring off against China in a technology race. And the people here, the ones that are ignorant, they're just so convinced that we have to get 5G out there. We have to deploy it before they do. And they don't realize, at least I hope they don't realize, what this is going to do to people. Because it's going to render a lot of people sterile. It's going to kill a lot of people. I'm reading where Russia's gliding MIR-VED warhead vehicle can travel at 19,000 miles an hour. Russia, this is the same thing, a Vanguard strategic glide missile makes U.S. defenses useless. Now, this is what they're saying, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. Unreal. Now, Russia's just put up its own fence. It's put up a steel security barrier along the whole Crimean border. How about that? So they can do it. Of course, we can't do that because we're evil, mean people. Try to keep these nice people out of our country. What's wrong with us?
Well, I mean, if Russia would have lobbed some at us, I mean, do you actually think, since they're in that depopulation thing and they want the United States to fall, do you think they'd actually try to stop them?
That's a good point.
Yeah,
we're basically imploding, so why would they get involved in that?
Yeah, they wanted to fall anyway.
Yep.
Well, I think it's according to who actually, who's at the helm at the time, probably.
Yeah, it's a good point. Well, Bo had asked who he thought that was going to replace Mattis, and there's an article here. Now, what I heard from someone who's at the Pentagon is that Mattis had announced he was going to leave in late February, but once he made some derogatory remarks about our president, he was told that he would be leaving in January, not February, for what it's worth. I mean, this comes from somebody who's there. So if I can get these ads to get out of the way, I'll tell you who the two picks are. Doggone it, I can't see. Talking about Mattis. Okay, I hate these pop-ups because they get right in the way and I can't see because of the pop-ups. That's very disappointing. All right, top contenders. Let's see. Top contenders for the top position at the Pentagon. Oh, no. Senator Lindsey Graham and David Petraeus? You got to be kidding me. However, a source close to the president, cited by Fox News, Trump's news outlet of choice, insists that the most likely candidates for Mattis' post are Senator Tom Cotton, who's a Republican from Arkansas, and retired General John Jack Keane. I guess Cotton's the lesser of the two evils. We'll see. Well, this is going to be interesting. See what happens. Mattis, break time. All right, guys, let's hit this short break. Hopefully it's a short break. We'll find out in a minute. We'll be back.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender. Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. My name is Terry Adams. I'm your host tonight on this journey all around the world, the internet, the space. Postman sitting in with me. We kind of been all over the place tonight, as usual, but we've had 5 hours to play, so little bit of everywhere, and there's so much to talk about. We've covered so much territory, but there's still so much going on. The things that I need for you to take away tonight is there is a depopulation effort. They are terraforming this planet. Someone's doing it. I don't know if it's the UN. I know that air traffic controllers are not told that these chemliners are going to be up there, and there's been several near collisions with airliners, and it's pretty scary because air traffic controllers don't know they're there. It's amazing. Now, back in, was it 2015 or 2014, they made a new law where every civilian plane has to have its transponder visible. That's how all your plane apps that you get, Plane Finder or whatever, that's what that uses. It tracks the transponder on the civilian planes. That's how it can tell you what flight's flying when you see one over your head and you go to the app. So every civilian plane puts its transponder number out there. The problem is when these chemliners come over and I go to that network, they're not on there. So what are they? They're either military or, well, to be honest with you, something else. And I don't know. I've got some very strange images of them. Some of them almost appear to be holograms or like they're cloaking something else. And when you look, if you consider the fact that the world is being terraformed and it's coming from the aerosols, then maybe these aren't earthly vessels that are doing the terraforming. I don't know. I mean, it sounds crazy to say that, but I don't know what else to, I don't know how else to look at it. It's crazy, but it is what it is, you know?
No, it's not crazy. I mean, if you look at all the variables, the fact that they are doing it,
or that it's being done,
right? Yeah, the fact that it's being done.
Okay.
And if you look at who's in control of the planet,
True.
And you look at who
gives those in control of the planet, where do they get their marching orders from?
Right. And at the lower levels, who can you, segment out that who's supporting this, not doing anything about it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And not speaking up about it. If you look at it, all of them are in some shape, form, or fashion, are responsible for this. You know what's going on.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you ask me, mm-hmm. we talked about it on the program earlier. They're preparing this planet for a species that's really not native here.
Yes, not human for sure.
Right, and they're not. And they're not human. You know, but
I have to agree with you. I have to. That's what everything points towards.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I mean, I remember back in the day, back in the mid to late '60s, early '70s, '80s. You know, things were a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes,
they were. They were a lot different politically. They were a lot different, as far as the way they accepted things, the norms, the mores of the society were a lot different.
Yeah.
And you can tell, you know, they were changing. I mean, the 60s herald that in, you know, with the change.
Mm-hmm.
And, as time went on, you know, and things got, how can I put it? For lack of a better term, things got a lot looser, you know.
Yeah.
And it seems like, you know, they didn't even care about people. Nobody was concerned about the individual or the collective for that matter. All mm-hmm. they were concerned about more was themselves. And what I'm getting at is that's the way these entities are. They're really selfish and not caring about
they have no empathy
about people, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And on top of that, some of them look at us as food instead of look at us as slaves and food, to be honest with you.
Wow.
And you know, that's a double whammy in my book.
Yeah.
So they're terraforming the planet so they can come inhabit it. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, it's true.
Wow. I'm sure all the evidence sure seems to be pointing to that. It's scary, folks. I know it is, but hey, it's time to get your act together and pray and humble yourself. And like I said earlier, establish a relationship with the Creator. It's very important. Believe me, that's much, much more important. Than warming a pew on Sunday.
And, you know, Jesus said it himself. He said if he didn't hurry him to come back, there would be no flesh left alive. Why? Why wouldn't there be any flesh left alive? Well,
that's an excellent point, Poston.
Yeah. You know.
Excellent point.
He said if you didn't hurry him to come back, that it wouldn't be any left.
And the days would be shortened.
Right. Right.
That's how bad it's going to be.
That's how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people online say, or the ones that are that are hoping for a really, really good a good ending for this.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, all the hoping all the arrest happens and you know we can actually branch out into this Star Trek society. I mean, which is coming, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, once the millennium comes, that's what that'll be all about. You know, we'll be different, the Earth will be different. And, you know, and as time goes on, we'll probably be able to think and end up where we want to go.
You know? Determine our own
right
reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can if you want to go to a certain destination, you know, within the galaxy or dimensional for that matter, as long as it's safe. Because for some reason or another, I don't think all the bad elements will be caught because there's another influx a thousand years after the millennium starts. And from what I read, that'll be the last influx of the fallen ones or the Draco for that matter. But but meanwhile, you know, during that time, you know, during the thousand year reign, we should be able to think and end up, you know, wherever we want to go, because everything will be changed.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I don't know. There, you know, there's so much stuff going on. I don't even know where to start with this stuff. There's people out there claiming that Trump pulling us out of Syria, he was ordered to by Putin, who's his real boss, which is hogwash. Then they're claiming he made a deal with Erdogan of Turkey. There's one good story. It's the Mattis resignation, the beginning of the end of America's endless wars. You see, that's what, ideally, we want that. We want to quit sending our young men and women into harm's way because it's pointless. There's no point in these wars. The problem is the powers that shouldn't be, they all own the military-industrial complex. They support both sides. They sell weapons to both sides. They make a frickin' fortune off endless war. That's why we're in endless war. Why do you think we went to Iraq? We didn't go to Iraq. They had nothing to do with 9/11. Saddam Hussein didn't have weapons of mass destruction. That's all BS. It's all about money. It's all about money, like everything else. They own all the armament manufacturers. They make money. Every time we drop a bomb, they make a fortune. And we drop a lot of bombs. Depleted uranium. Do you know what that's doing to the children over there? They despise the United States. And sometimes when you sit and think about it, when I sit and think about it, it makes me think we did that on purpose to make them hate us that much more.
Well, that was a sterilization program, too.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And you got children being born without eyes, without arms. It's insane what we're doing, we've done.
It's incredible. I saw a picture online where his face was smooth. There was no eyes on it.
It's sad, man.
It's incredible. And some of them had eyes on the side of their head. Some of them mouth were on the side of their face.
Yeah.
You know.
And we did that on purpose by firing depleted uranium rounds.
It's insane.
It is insane. Why are we doing this stuff? It's crazy. But here we go. We're doing it again. You know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't understand. These people, well, I do get it. They're evil. They're Luciferian psychopaths. The definition of a psychopath is someone who doesn't have any empathy. In other words, they can't put themselves in your position. They can't feel sorry for you, for what they're doing to you. They're not capable of that. They're freaking evil. I mean, I don't think you can wrap your mind around how evil these people are. That's the one thing about Frank's vision that just, wow.
That stood out.
It really. What he saw being done to children throughout time.
Yeah.
Time immortal. You know.
And also, it had gotten worse, you know, over the over the millennia.
Well, Aleister Crowley, he kind of stumbled into it, the whole thing. And he, in his sex magic, he talks about the perfect child to use to sacrifice to get the most rush. You know, it has to be most innocent. You know, it's sickening. I'm not on to want to talk about it. But it's being done, folks. It's being done. You know, it's amazing to me how the whole Pizzagate thing just kind of silently went away. Had hosts on this very network saying it was a conspiracy theory. Pizzagate. It wasn't a conspiracy theory. There's child trafficking going on. It was going on out of Ping Pong Pizza, without a doubt. Whatever.
Well, I mean, it's child trafficking going on every single day.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's sex slave rings in Montgomery. As a matter of fact, there's some in Prattville and Millbrook. I mean, those are little small towns. And those are the ones they can hide the best in.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I can see that.
Yeah.
When, especially when you get elements of law enforcement involved. Stuff like that, yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying that's happening in Prattville or anything. I'm just saying if you were to. You know what I'm saying. All right, break time. We'll be back. 5 minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Y'all, we're cooking up fresh seafood from the Gulf 5 days a week. We're closed on Monday and Tuesday. That's right, Monday and Tuesday is our weekend. We're open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 11. Saturday and Sunday, we open at 12 noon. And every Sunday at 5 o'clock is the live entertainment. We bring in live entertainment every Sunday, bring in people play all over the world. We don't start back with the music till January the 6th with Watermelon Slim and the Workers. But that's a few weeks off, so the next couple of weeks we'll just be kick back and feeding you good seafood. That's right, we steam those Argentina shrimp, those Royal Red shrimp, got those steamed oysters, Oysters Rockefeller. I know you're starting to get hungry, so come on down here. You can check it all out. We got a Facebook page and CapitalOysterBar.com. I'll get you all the menu items and show you the music coming up. So remember, we're going to be missing you while you close, but we sure do love to see you. So we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
In a world full of extreme fitness trends, it can seem like being healthy is an all-or-nothing commitment. But being healthier is easy, even fun. The YMCA of Greater Montgomery has locations all over the river region. East Montgomery on Pelzer Avenue, Cleveland Avenue, the Southeast Y on Carter Hill Road, the Downtown YMCA, Wetumpka, the new James W. Wilson Jr. Y near Park Crossing, Camp Grandview in Millbrook, the Greenville Y, the Kershaw YMCA with its big slides, and the Bell Road YMCA with year-round swimming activities and the Good Times Water Park next door. The Y works in our community to give everyone an opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Your local YMCA is open before the sun comes up and stays open after work so that you can get your healthy me time in, no matter your schedule. The focus is on youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. Check out your neighborhood YMCA today and put some wow in your summer. Visit one of the Greater Montgomery YMCAs anytime or on the web at ymcamontgomery.org.
It's fall. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and have all those overgrown bushes, trees, and shrubs cut back and neatly groomed for the winter. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Your house will look great as you welcome friends and family for the upcoming holidays. J&S Professional Lawn Service is also accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers as well. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Several more days with the threat of rain in the forecast ahead. Today, showers will become likely again, especially by the afternoon, with a high today around 63. Periods of rain tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, Sunday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high in the middle 60s. Then on Monday and Monday night, New Year's Eve, showers and thunderstorms. Low 70s for a high on Monday. Upper 60s for a low Monday night. Low 60s for a high on Tuesday, which is New Year's Day, as the shower threat continues. In fact, that may be around on Wednesday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the program, Postman.
Oh, man. I was looking online yesterday, and when I was searching there is an actual excerpt online about I was looking at Leonard Nimoy, the character Spock.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual video is talking about the reason why he had that the reason why I used that Vulcan sign, that Vulcan live long and prosper in Star Trek, and it actually has Jewish roots, in other words, and it has a lot to do with the Kabbalah, Freemasons, and the Council of Nine, which was kind of weird. So I opened it up and looked at it, and the actual video had him talking about it, and it
really?
Was yes, it's pretty informative. And he was actually saying, you know, what it actually meant and everything. And I'm like, what? So, I mean, if we get a chance at some point in time, you know, maybe we can play it at some point in time. And you listen to it. It's fairly short.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
But it's kind of weird. I don't think it was like 9 or 10 minutes, but it's fairly informative, and it's rooted in truth. And when I say it's rooted in truth, you know, it's the same sign that the stars project when they want to do the Illuminati sign.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me, you know, Jim Carrey was on several of the late night shows doing the big all-seeing eye sign, the Illuminati signs, and not that long after that, it's like Jim kind of lost it. He kind of lost his mind a little bit. It makes you wonder, what did they do to him?
But, you know, the Vulcan sign was like, I mean, the audience can't see it. It was like this.
Oh, well, you do your fingers together.
Yeah, well, you do them like this. But the way it's done, the right way it's done, is like this. I mean, the audience can't see it, but that's the right way to do it.
Really?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
It's very similar to the thing that Jim Carrey was doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of, I just thought it was quite interesting. I mean, with him describing, mm-hmm. you know, where it came from. He was actually in a synagogue, you know, when it actually happened.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that type of Jewish worship, or I don't know what you call it, worship or not. But
Kabbalah?
Yeah.
Kabbalism?
I think it came out of Egypt. They brought it out of Egypt when it came out.
It did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, there's some good stuff here on Mattis, the reason he left. Here's one. Mattis tells Trump not to pull out of Iran deal. He does. Mattis tells Trump to counter Russia. He doesn't. Mattis tells Trump North Korea is still a threat. Trump claims victory. Mattis tells Trump to value our allies and partners. Trump does the opposite. So when he pulled out of Syria, that was the last straw. And that kind of did it for Mattis. I don't know if that's true or not. That's just one guy's opinion, but... They, you know, the cabal, they want endless wars. They want war to continue because war makes them money. It depletes the population. I mean, just think what it does. If you go to YouTube, look at some of the videos of our soldiers who have been in the Middle East and just listen to what they have to say. It's heartbreaking. They are basically encouraged to be ruthless, to kill civilians, to shoot them, to do the most heinous things to these people. Why? I mean, it's almost like they're trying to foster an anti-American radical belief all over the Middle East, and I think they may be. Because when it hits the fan and they come over here, they're going to despise us for what we've done over there. And I think that's the whole idea.
And that's probably the agenda behind the scenes that they're pushing. They want to, when the time comes, they want America upended, and they want it destroyed, they want it taken out completely. Mm-hmm. They want it overthrown.
Exactly. And that's, you know, the Bible tells us that it's going to happen. It's going to happen in an hour. And I think what they're talking about is, you know, someone with a different language than ours. I believe they're talking China.
Could be.
What it sounds like.
I don't know.
Could be. Yep. Who knows? But Mattis is gone. I didn't know that much about Mattis, but what I heard I liked, but maybe not so much anymore. I don't know. Is that lightning I keep seeing? I keep seeing a flash from one of these windows in here, and I'm not sure what it is. Oh, well. Wow. Golly, I don't know where to go next. There's so much stuff we could talk about, and I just want to entertain you guys, you audience of mine. Well, let me tell you, while I have an opportunity, if you want to email me, my email address is terracer, that's TerrorRacer, basically racer with TER stuck on the front, at AOL.com. I have been an AOL guy since 93. It's just so much easier to keep it than to go somewhere else, even though I don't agree with most everything AOL posts. I certainly don't like the Huffington Post. I hate all this attack on our president. It makes me sick the way they're attacking Trump, because these people are globalists. They want to see the end of this country. They don't want there to be any borders, because they want to do the UN, the 10 territories that the UN's talking about setting up in the world. Globalism means no boundaries. There are no specific countries. There's just 10 territories. And that's bad. We don't want that. I don't know. Maybe you do want that. If you do, you're listening to the wrong program, because I don't want that. I don't think Postman wants it.
No, I don't.
It's bad stuff, folks.
And plus, they've already done that. They've already set up those different different territories, those different regions in the world.
Exactly. And they're just trying to get it all tied down. And it seems to me, Postman, correct me if I'm wrong, it's almost like they're on a schedule and they're way behind and they're really pushing, or they're being pushed to push. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, you know, I've talked about it on the program before, about them, you know, being run out of time, you know, because their progenitors have an agenda to push.
Yes.
And they only have a little time to get here and set up their master's government, you know, because that's what's supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually going to get an opportunity to rule, and you know, he wants some of us here, but he don't want all of us here, and some of us got to go, you know, before he actually gets here.
Right.
And the planet's got to be changed. And, you know, we talked about it earlier. Mm-hmm. It's got to be fixed where they can be comfortable.
Yes. That also explains why they're actively killing off certain species of animals. The soil, the pH on the soil is getting so acidic from all the aluminum that they're releasing in the aerosols. Before long, the only way to grow food is going to be GMO in laboratories and stuff. I mean, this is kind of where we're headed, folks. It's right there in front of you. All you got to do is look to see it.
Yeah, I think last time I checked, I don't think reptiles eat vegetables. Do you?
Last time what?
Last time I checked, I don't think reptiles eat vegetables.
No. No, they don't.
No.
Mm-mm. That's a good point. If you look at what do reptiles eat?
They eat meat.
Eat meat?
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're top predator.
Yep. Yeah, they definitely are top, especially the bigger, more carnivorous and mean-looking ones.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff. Well, you know, I know they're... Believe me, I have enough microscopic images of insects, ants and stuff. I've got pictures of ants that have the fibers coming out of them. I've got pictures of ants that have the fibers wrapped around them, killing them. It's unreal what's going on, folks. I wish you could look at it and see it, because I see it. I see it every day. The insects are dying off, and once they go, the birds are going to die. Then whatever eats the birds, they're going to die. I mean, it's coming. It's right on us.
I've seen a picture of the bees. You know, the bees are, I mean, they were, that it was awful.
Einstein said 5 years. Once the bees are gone, we have 5 years at the most, and that's it. Now, that was before GMOs and all the garbage that they're pushing on us now. But anyway, we'll see. Let's go ahead and take care of this last break. Oh, we got a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi there, Lynn.
Hi.
Oh, hey. It's Terry. I'm on Lynn. I'm on the phone.
No, she's at home.
Well, this is your friendly neighborhood roving reporter.
Well, how are you there, friendly neighborhood roving reporter?
I am doing fine. Actually, I was going to come up and say hi, but it's getting late.
Yep.
Because I'm actually in the neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
It's raining, too.
Yeah, it's raining, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little wet. Not too hard right over here off of, where am I, off Fernway? Getting ready to get over to Zelda. Not Zelda, but I mean Vaughn Road.
Gotcha.
So it's not too bad.
Cool.
But
how's your son?
Well, I just came from the house. That's where I'm over here visiting with him.
Yeah.
And they took his cast off, the hard cast.
Yeah.
So he has a little soft thing on it, a little Velcro sleeve.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's been doing his physical therapy and everything, so that's coming along fine.
Good.
And he says that he's not having as much pain in that shoulder now as he was before, so maybe it's starting to ease up a little bit.
I hope so.
I had to go over and meet my daughter's boyfriend for the first time.
How'd that go?
Well, you know, everybody said be nice. I said, I'm not going to do anything. I just want to meet him, let him know that I am the dad.
How'd that go?
It went okay. You know, I think my daughter was probably worried I was gonna say something.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, they've been dating for 3.5 years, and I've never met him.
Wow.
So, but he's got a very good job working for these ski resorts and everything. So they got transferred to out from Utah to Colorado.
Wow.
And he's going to be heading back Monday. So I said, well, this gives me an opportunity to at least talk to him and you know, just to introduce so we can get to know each other.
Right.
Without scaring him.
Is he a nice guy?
Well, he seems like it. You know, like I said, I wanted that face-to-face.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's very important. You know, if you're going to be dating my daughter, I need to know, you know, get a look-see. But I missed what Frank said earlier, so I'm not sure. I heard when Nate called in.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear what Frank said.
You want to tell him?
Oh, Frank
had a massive heart attack.
Frank had a massive heart attack.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I forgot what day it was, and he actually died, and he was dead.
They brought him back.
Yeah, he was dead for 5 minutes. They brought him back, and while he was out, he you wouldn't believe who he met, who he talked to. He talked to. Go ahead, take a guess.
Oh, no, I'll let you.
He met his relatives, all his not all of them, but most of his dead relatives, and they were actually pushing him back, you know, because I guess it wasn't his time.
Right.
And he said when he turned around and he looked Christ right into Jesus Christ right in the face, and he described him. He talked about his brow, one of those thorns. So he had the crown of thorns at, and he was looking at his hands. It's got the marks in it. It's got the nail marks in it. His feet. I mean, he said it was him because he didn't even open his mouth. He said he knew it was him.
He called him by name.
He called him by name too. and then he introduced him to Enoch. You know, because Frank talked about Enoch all the time. You know.
Right.
Yeah. And he introduced him to Enoch. Enoch was there. And he described Enoch. He was talking about how Enoch looked.
Weathered face.
Say he was an old, you know, kind of tall, you know, with a weathered face, you know, kind of, you know, like a, you know, grandfather type, you know, with a beard. See, he had a full beard. Yep. It was,
it was unreal.
Yeah, it was. He got emotional with it too, and at some point, once he get better, you know, we can we gonna examine that that encounter, you know, even more because what he told me is what other people have told me and what I've read online. It's the exact same stuff, man. It's the same thing. Yep.
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
And I know you brought it up earlier in the program about that event over Astoria, Queens with the blue lights and Con Ed, you know, and that whole explanation.
Right.
So I watched, I don't know if you've seen these videos, because they were talking about a similar thing happened in New York before. But if you watch the transformers blow, you notice that the light is very short-lived. It's not a continuous glow. And you're watching multiple transformers and everything connected to them go, but you don't get this massive, you know, glow that lit up the whole sky.
Right.
So, you know, is this going to be one of these things where we're going to, this is the cover story, because we're not really going to tell you what really happened. And you're old enough to remember in 1965 when the power grid went down in the whole East Coast, up into Canada.
Yes.
I always wondered now, knowing that the technology and things that we're able to do, could that have been something that the United States government might have been doing in one of those little secret little...
could have been a test.
Test?
Trial run.
Or, you know, of course, I've got to put on my tinfoil hat.
Please.
You know, to get through this. But
oh, sure.
I've kind of wondered about that.
Me too.
But anyway, I'm not going to take up too much time. I'm actually sitting here looking at a nice Mercedes and a big pickup truck.
Well, don't hit either one of them.
No, I like my car too much.
I like your car, too. I love that car.
So I will be listening in. Well, anyway, you guys have a happy new year.
You too, Kenny.
Maybe next week, if I'm lucky. Well, wait a minute. You're going to do this thing 5 days a week, right?
Yes.
Are you still going to have the Saturday?
Yes.
Okay. Then maybe one of these nights on a Saturday, I will actually come up with something that I can join in with. And
you're welcome up here anytime.
Maybe come in and sit down.
Come on up.
All right.
Well, take care, Kenny. Tell Patty I said hey.
I will do that. And you tell the short little mean woman I said hi. Love her and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I hope she's feeling better.
Yeah, I do too, man. I do too. It's in the month, so she's busy.
Yeah.
It's in the month, end of year.
All right.
All right, well,
I know.
Take care, my brother.
You too.
See ya.
All right, good night.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to hit our last break. 272-9228. Our last, unbelievable, 5 hours. Last break of the night.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I keep
from our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan, it's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. You will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat.
I think it's great that if they come out to Folcarelli's Pizza on Thursday nights at 6:30, they get 40% off. Don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Welcome back to the Waning Moments, and the famous 84 is on the phone. Hey, Mr. 84.
It might be the infamous Terry. How are y'all tonight?
I wasn't going to say that.
Good.
How are you doing, Clay?
I'm doing good. You doing okay, Postman?
Good.
Good. I just wanted to call and just say real quick, I've enjoyed the show tonight, and how proud I am for you. You finally got your 5 nights a week, and it just cheered my heart up that you finally have gotten to that point, and I can't wait to be able to listen to you every night on the way home. And Postman, as well, you've been a great addition to the show. And we disagree. We're not exactly on the same page on everything, but I just want to let you also know how bad it upset me. I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago, the call that came in of what that, and I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but what the guy said about y'all. Right. We can disagree without being ugly to one another.
Amen.
And going to that point. And I do still love y'all. I consider y'all my brothers, and you do a great job. You're extremely entertaining. Love the show. But we don't have to sink to that level, and don't let yourself, just a polite warning to you two, don't get drawn into that mess.
I think it
just
happened.
Let it go.
All right.
Did you know that Corsino's is closing?
I did. Yeah. We went there the other night, and that's sad that once again another longtime company, you know, that's been here in this town is having to close their doors.
The best lasagna I have ever eaten.
Has probably a lot to do with the location it's at. You know that, Terry.
Oh, God, yeah. They have to have a security guard, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a crying shame, but you know, I rode through Montgomery the other day, and I came up 331 and hit the bypass and went all the way around to about I-85 on the bypass, and I thought about all that land in there with all these vacant buildings.
Yep.
Same. Why are they vacant? And then we're building all this crap in East Montgomery, and it's such a, you know, it's so clogged up over there, I mean, you can't even get into it.
I know,
and I'm
it's
like,
ridiculous.
Look at this huge land mass that's just sitting there with empty buildings on it. And it's bad for the city.
It is.
I mean, it really is.
Yep.
It really is. But I just really wanted to say congratulations, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you, Clay.
Congratulations to you. Yeah, you know I love you, man.
I know.
You and Lynn and Postman, all y'all. So we can have differences of opinions, and we can argue and fuss and fight, but we don't have to be ugly to one another.
That's
I would
true.
Never say anything ugly.
No, not you.
Like that. Well, and not like what that other dude said.
I know. I'm just being
you know,
silly.
You know better than that.
I do know better than that.
And I know you do.
I do.
And, but anyhow, good luck on your new adventure. Y'all have a prosperous and blessed 2019, and I can't wait to see what 5-6 days of clearing the air is going to bring to us.
If it happens, it'll be interesting.
It's going to be interesting, I guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
All right, well, take care, Clay.
All right, brother, y'all, Happy New Year.
Same to you, man.
All right.
Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Wow, and that takes us down to like 1 minute. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God, and that is the God, Jehovah, the only one. There's only one, the Creator, the Prime Creator, the God of the universe, our God. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening to me just run my mouth. I really appreciate each and every one of you. Postman, take it.
Good night, folks.
Y'all take care of yourselves. Be good, but be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Hanley. The partial government shutdown continues. A Republican says the Democrats...